Leslie Smith on the road to rescue for DogTime.com and Animal Radio Network, brought to you by Frontline. Long before the Michael Vick dogfighting story broke, before Cesar Millan and his brood became famous, and before many Americans could even identify one, a small sanctuary in upstate New York was working to restore the image of the most misunderstood and mistreated breed in history. The sanctuary is Animal Farm Foundation, and the pit bulls they care for are among the most gentle, loving dogs one could ever hope to meet. Animal Farm Foundation manager and longtime pit bull advocate, Stacey Coleman, explains why they've chosen to focus on this particular breed.
We work with pit bulls not because they're different from other dogs, but because they're not. The dogs have not done anything wrong to be here. At some point, they were failed by a human, and that's why they are here. These dogs are not broken. These dogs do not necessarily come here because they need to be rehabilitated. They're just dogs who have been failed by humans. And that's the same for all shelter dogs. It's rare that you find a dog in a shelter that is there because that dog has done something wrong. The dogs aren't broken. The human-animal bond is broken.
As I meet the dogs and hear their stories, I come to understand that they are remarkable, not because they're the select few who've overcome severe abuse or neglect, but because that resilience and innate affability represent the norm among pit bulls. Foundation behaviorist Bernice Clifford shares a typical story.
Princess was pre-Michael Vick. This man was arrested. He had been previously arrested in the 80s for the same thing. Drugs and dogfighting. So these 47 dogs went to the shelter. It was over a year before their case was settled. And sadly, nobody wanted to step forward for this dog. And then the Michael Vick story hit the headline and everybody said, I want a Michael Vick dog. So we said, let everybody take the Michael Vick dogs because they're going somewhere. We will take Princess if one of your volunteers will drive her across country because we are not going to put her on a plane and fly her. So the volunteer drove across, and when they showed up, they had this little tiny black and white dog, little tail wagging, just the friendliest, sweetest thing. And Princess, I had been told that Princess had been tried out elsewhere and was seriously dog aggressive, so you could not trust her. And we just let Princess chill out for 30 days. She had been an entire year in a shelter, so we just wanted her to know you can go out in the yard, you can run around, you go for a walk every day, someone sits with you every day. And after 30 days, you could put Princess in the yard with any dog, and she was fabulous with all the dogs. So anyway, Princess, about 6 months later, found her forever home with two little boys, 4 and 8, and they said she is the best dog they've ever had.
She is a certified therapy dog.
She is a certified therapy dog.
Anyone who's known a pit bull, they are therapy, whether they're certified or not.
In addition to rescuing and placing dogs in permanent homes, Animal Farm Foundation also takes in what they call compassion cases. These are dogs who, for either health reasons or because they've been so terribly mistreated, must be put down. For a week, though, the dog lives the best life he could possibly imagine, romps around the exquisite Animal Farm grounds, treats galore, and the praise and affection of a devoted handler who is also there beside the dog when the time comes for euthanasia. Bernice Clifford talks about one such compassion case.
Rose was a Michael Vick dog. When I arrived at the kennel, I saw this dog sitting in the back of her kennel. Sweet, sweet eyes. And the man told me that she wasn't feeling well and that we could just ignore her and walk on. But I couldn't. I stopped at her kennel and I coaxed her over. I had been told when I was on my way that Rose probably couldn't come back with me because she had kennel cough. When I arrived, I realized that it was not kennel cough that Rose had, and there was yellow stuff coming from every orifice in Rose's body. We found out later that it was her uterus lining that had been blown, but she had a huge mass on her stomach, and she just wanted to be with you. I mean, it was so much work for this dog to get up and come to the front of the kennel to greet us, and her little tail in the bag wagged, and she had such a soul that I couldn't walk away, leave her there, and sleep at night when we got back. The floor was cement, cold. So I decided that I was going to take her regardless of what happened. If she died on the car ride, I felt like that was better than just leaving her there by herself. When we got Rose back here, I stayed the night with her in a little room that we have, so she got to sleep on the couch. The next morning, our vet came down to see her, and our vet said that the dog was severely suffering and needed to be put to sleep.
But the silver lining of the story is she got 24 hours or 12 hours
of all about Rose.
Abuse, misperception, and misinformation, all easier to prevent than to correct. And Stacey Coleman explains that education is just as important as the Foundation's rescue effort and compassion casework.
We really like to reward people and organizations that are treating the dogs fairly. We have our Perfect Match grant, where an organization or a shelter rescue will be recognized for going that distance and putting the perfect dog with the perfect owner. And that can be something as accomplished as the dog becoming a search and rescue dog or a therapy dog. Or we even had one recipient that just took her dog to Thanksgiving dinner, mm-hmm. and all of her family changed their mind about the dog. They realized that this dog was just a dog, that it wasn't a pit bull. It was just a dog, and it was now part of their family.
I'm Leslie Smith on the Road to Rescue for DogTime.com and Animal Radio Network, brought to you by Frontline.